Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Tim in the morning here on KNSS. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can also listen online at knssradio.com through the radio.com app. And you can listen by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Many ways that you can listen to Wichita's number one talk, Steve and Ted in the morning, right here on KNSS. Three big things. Wichita School District asking 198 teachers, faculty, and staff to quarantine. Eight positive cases in USD 259. Kansas Governor Kelly concerned about new COVID-19 cases, urging everyone to wear the masks. One. Senate Republican leaders promise to move quickly on Trump's nominee to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Three big things, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS.
Conditions in traffic this morning. Hey, things are looking fairly good out there. Not seeing any huge traffic tie-ups out there, although the volumes are starting to pick up, especially out there in West Wichita. Eastbound lanes from Rock Road all the way to about Meridian Edwards. Just some heavier patches of traffic there. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 77 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 59. Wednesday, partly cloudy, a high of 76 again. Now mostly cloudy, 59 degrees, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. Fresh new looks for everyone. Let Hatman Jack's put you in the perfect hat at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's 601 West Douglas, or visit hatmanjacks.com. Monday's stock sell-off sets up the market for its worst September in 18 years.
Fear-based sell-off sending stocks sharply lower on worries over rising virus cases in Europe and uncertainty about stimulus negotiations. Investors keeping one eye overseas, where a spike in virus cases is resulting in the UK considering another national lockdown, the other eye on Washington, where the conversation is turning away from stimulus talks and onto the beginnings of a contentious battle to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. Then add into the mix increasing tensions with China and a financial scandal where several international banks are being accused of money laundering. The major averages spent the day deeply in the red, with the Dow losing close to 2%. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Don Grant, the money tracker, with us.
Yo, yo.
Here in Kansas. Just a quick comment before we let you do your thing there.
Sure.
September, isn't September always a bad month for stocks?
It's actually, people mostly look towards October as being a bad month for stocks, although it's not true. I have researched this in the past. I honestly can't remember which one truly is the worst, but we have had a lot of surprises in October.
Surprises, all right.
You know, that have been bad
okay.
for the markets. But hey, it's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity.
There you go.
6:49 now, Steve and Ted, handling awkward political conversations. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, here to tell us about it.
Good morning, I'll take a stab at it.
Take a stab.
You know, many people I know, and probably you too, Steve, have lost longtime friends after a nasty disagreement over a political issue or personality. particularly in the last few years. Well, if you're on any social media platform, you've probably participated in or witnessed cruel verbal battles or chat battles between other participants. Some of these people are called trolls. I have one in particular. I know I could just stick something out there. Every single time he'll bite.
Oh, it's bite?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I don't follow it up, but I mean, you just know he is. They just like to stir up the pot, these trolls, and they like to foment dissent. Others are unwilling to change their opinion and to try to bully others into agreeing what their point of view is. But how do you handle these things? Well, when facing an uncomfortable political discussion, consider deflecting. No matter how passionate you are on a subject, it's almost certain that you will not convince someone else of your point of view into joining your team. Just act like a duck. Let it roll off your back, or just smile and change the subject. That's the first way to do this. Maybe facing it and taking it on for discussion will work. Acknowledge your friend's point of view and let them explain how they believe it will pan out. Then let them explore how this will directly affect them. If they are not going to die from it, ask if it's really that critical. Inject logic and the facts as to confirm them. Now, I would refrain from adding an opposing opinion, as that may start the fireworks. But if they force an opinion, you should respond with a wait-and-see position. In other words, you know, I feel this way, but who knows? Humor often works. Agree with a situation that's ridiculous or whatever they say that they believe. Then add a layer of ridiculousness to the scenario at hand with a chuckle. That might diffuse the discussion. Refer to other experts. You may have read an article about how the election may affect the stock market. Find a few credible sources. They may have differing conclusions, but refer to your friends to them and ask them to decide whether these experts are reaching a logical conclusion. Don't say that that's your opinion. Just let them, you know, let somebody else carry the water for you.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Does this make sense? It's doubtful that your friend will fully read the articles, but there's a good chance that they will not get back to you. That's another form of deflection. It's worked for me. I just send him like 20 links, you know, and say, hey, well, just tell me what you think about these. And they never hear back. These strategies are not devious, nor are they dishonest. They are just suggested so that you might have a great relationship otherwise. Why ruin a relationship? And, of course, if you have any questions, give me a call. Number 634-2222.
The ridiculous thing is that if you get into these exchanges, no matter how good the logic is on either side, nobody ever changes their mind.
No, they don't.
You're not going to convince anybody.
Exactly.
Ever.
So why do it? You know,
I mean, people just like to bitch and bellyache. I'm sorry, but I think that's true.
They do, and I do think some people like to they think they're more knowledgeable, and they like to try to just stir the pot. Sometimes some people just like contention. They live on drama.
I don't get it. And we did have just a quick story. I have some friends, some guys, some old classmates. We get together every time now and then. You go to someplace, have a little sandwich and maybe a drink.
A beer, yeah.
And it's a couple, three years ago.
The Monarch?
Yeah. I think it may have been at the Monarch. A couple, three years ago, one of his dear, dear friend, he was just going on and on about whoever the politician was. I don't even know who it was, but he was just going on. And I didn't necessarily disagree with him with a lot of what he was saying, but he wasn't backing it up with anything factual. Just going.
It's all emotion. Yeah.
And finally, I looked at him and I said, you know, how are things going for you right now? Is your business doing well? Oh, yeah, doing great in business. How's your health? Yeah, we're really doing well. I said, why don't you just shut up and have a drink, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
The next couple of meetings were a little iffy, but after that, we got an understanding.
Well, I'm sure you've been in a conversation where you hear people talking someplace and you're just biting your tongue because you're saying, what idiots? How can they not see how clear it is? You know what
that
I mean?
I'm right.
And I'm right. And of course, I could be wrong, but I mean,
it's just human.
I'm just thinking, how could somebody who is educated, intelligent, and successful have that stupid opinion? Yeah. You know, I just don't get it. But then again, they're thinking the same thing about me. So,
well, you know, that's the way we are anymore. I mean, there's this need to convince other people that I'm right, and I think it's a lack of confidence.
Perhaps.
A lack of self-confidence. I don't care.
Yeah.
You're right, I'm wrong, I don't care.
Yeah.
Today is car-free day, and I took this.
I drove here. I would have ridden my bike had I known.
I thought it was care-free day, and then when I copied it, I said, well, wait a minute. It's car-free day, encouraging motorists around the world to give up their vehicles for a day. And, you know, that's not going to happen in my house. I don't know about you. How many people can actually do that, I wonder?
We have become so dependent on our cars.
Oh, yeah.
I joke about riding my bike. I don't have a bike right now. I need one.
Yeah.
I need one.
Today, an estimated 1.4 billion cars travel the roads throughout the world. At one time, the United States had the most car owners. Now China claims that prize. More cars in China.
Wow. Wow. Well, they got more people to drive them.
Yep. Volkswagen and Toyota manufacture more cars than other companies. But there you go. Car free. No, I couldn't handle it. No way I could do it.
Yeah.
No way.
It would be tough.
By the way, yesterday, I think I shared with you that I had brought my wrong glasses to work.
Oh, yes, I did. And St. Shelley came and delivered them.
I talked to her last night. I said, well, how was your drive early in the morning? She says she went on Central Street all across the town. She would not get up on the interstate, scared to death. And I said, no, it's all right up there. Oh, nope, not going to get up there on the interstate.
Wow, that's interesting.
In the morning, yes.
Well, the interstate's the best place to go because there's nobody on it that are at midnight.
Well, that's what I tried to tell her, but, you know, she said, anybody out there at that time of night's a knucklehead. So, anyway.
Good point. Nothing good happens after midnight.
That's right.
Yep.
Thank you, Don. 6:55 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, all the news as the Senate prepares to deal with Supreme Court nomination. That's on the way. Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!